Oh.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, I have a sign-in sheet I think I can give you, so. Well, I'll get it when I'm done, so. Well, thank you all for coming on this last day of the conference. I'm going to talk about types of breastfeeding goals and whether they matter. I'd like to acknowledge the co-PI on this project, Cindy Howard, as well as my other main co-investigator, Ruth Lawrence, for many of you is a very familiar name. I have no relationships to disclose other than the fact that I've been married to the same man for 29 years. Larger study that this particular analysis is drawn from was funded by ATPM, now APTR, through a cooperative agreement with the CDC. So it's not news to anybody sitting here that we're not exactly hitting all populations are not exactly hitting the Healthy People 2010 goals on a consistent basis, nor the recommendations from the AAP or other professional organizations or the WHO recommendations. But the thought is that having a breastfeeding goal may be one way to help mothers reach these targets. That said, when you ask mothers about breastfeeding goals, the response can vary. Some people give you a very specific time frame, 6 months, 3 months, 6 weeks. Others talk about milestones, until the baby gets their teeth, or as long as the baby wants to breastfeed. So the question I was looking at is whether these different types of goals operate similarly, because we don't really have a clear understanding of that. So the larger study, we recruited over 800 breastfeeding women from two similarly sized hospitals in upstate New York. One happened to be baby friendly, one happened to be community hospital. The purpose of the study was actually to do an evaluation of a long-term impact on breastfeeding between those. But we're going to be using all 842 women for this analysis. They were all breastfeeding, recruited in the hospital, all English speaking, over age 18, had term singleton births. They were interviewed after consent, after delivery, after they'd been consented by trained research assistants. We also linked the data to the birth certificate. The interview at enrollment was structured, a fair number of categorical questions with demographic information, prior breastfeeding practices, how they made their decision to breastfeed. The breastfeeding goal question was a little more open-ended in that it said, how long do you plan to breastfeed this baby? And this was defined as any breastfeeding or any breast milk. And it was number of weeks or until what milestone. And then subsequently, women received a mailed survey at 2 weeks, 3 months, and 6 months, and that assessed duration exclusivity, breastfeeding problems, why they stopped, et cetera. So the 842 women, the mean age was 29. They were fairly well educated. You can see 82% having some education post high school. About 75% were employed, and about a quarter were on WIC, and half of them were, not quite half, were PrimeIPs. So the goal question played itself out this way, where you had, again, a fairly large 27 and 35% of women, or of these mothers, had at least 6 months, at a goal of at least 6 months. 21% had under 6 months. 10% had no goal, and 7% had what we call a milestone goal. Again, we collected this data so women would say weeks or months, and we collapsed them into these categories. And of course, when you're trying to do analysis, if you look at this one category, this one variable, these aren't equivalent, because some of these are numbers, so that they're ordinal, but milestone goal isn't kind of part of that ordinal response. So just to give you a sense of some of the milestone responses, and women sometimes said a couple of different things, so that's why they are the numbers add up to more than what the numbers who have milestone goals are. But, you know, as long as I can, as long as he lets me, as long as possible, until the first tooth, baby getting teeth. And if somebody had a milestone goal that said, oh, I'm going to breastfeed for up to a year, that was all coded back into the a timed one. So the milestone responses really were for women who had no time association with their response. So we, for the original study, for the larger study, we did a six-month duration of breastfeeding analysis with using survival analysis, and the variables that were retained in the model were maternal education, confidence in breastfeeding, that was part of the initial interview, feeding plan after hospital discharge, pre-pregnancy BMI, and the breastfeeding goal. Of note, a lot of items were not included, were not retained in the model, from adequacy of care, WIC enrollment, hospital, maternal age, marital status, a lot of the more traditional ones were not included. But this prompted me to say, okay, so what's going on with breastfeeding goals? So I explored this a little further, and that's really what the purpose of this presentation is. So of these women, what was their duration? So here we've got, this is a mean breastfeeding duration in days. Okay, so the women with a no goal had 81 for their mean breastfeeding duration. The milestone women had 85 days. Those with less than 6 months had 77 days, so that's less than the people who had no goals. For those with at least had a goal of 6 months got to 100, and on average got to 100 days, or just over 3 months, and those with more than 6 months got to 141 days. So we did some t-tests on this, and there's, not surprisingly, no difference between the no goal and the milestone goal group, and there are statistical differences between all the other combinations. Obviously, the milestone, so there's a statistically significant difference between milestone and 6 months, no goal and 6 months, 6 months and less than 6 months to 6 months, all of these. But the one that's not is the no goal and milestone goal. So then, instead of looking at mean, we looked at this through chi-square and say, okay, were they breastfeeding at 1 month? Were they breastfeeding at 3 months? Were they breastfeeding at 6 months? We looked at various combinations here. So no goal versus any goal. It was statistically significant for breastfeeding at 1 month, 3 months, not significant at 6 months, although in the one-tailed analysis it did come out to be significant. For no goal versus timed goal. So now this takes away, this is removing the milestone women. Again, significant, the time, people with timed goals got to, breastfed longer. Now looking at milestone versus timed goal, this eliminates the people, women who had no goal. Again, significant if you had a timed goal that you got to 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months. Now just looking at those, these two groups, milestone versus no goal, not significant difference for breastfeeding duration at any of these 3 points. Milestone versus a less than 6 month, again, not significantly different. Remember, before we were looking at means, now we're looking at a cutoff of were they breastfeeding at a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month through chi-square, and no goal versus less than 6 months was not significant except at the 6 month point. And these were two-tailed tests with a cutoff of 0.05. So in summary, mothers with a goal of at least 6 months compared to a milestone goal were significantly more likely to breastfeed at 6 months, 3 months, and 1 month. Additional analyses demonstrated no significant differences between the milestone and no specific goal or milestone and goal under six. This is just a summary of what that previous slide showed. So then the question I raise is, maybe there's no difference between a no goal and a milestone goal. Maybe these, it means the same thing or means nothing. So we looked at some characteristics. Again, these women were the biggest differences or the most significant differences were in their intention of pregnancy, whether they were in the city or the suburb. In the city, in this case, it was in our poverty zip codes. The zip codes where we have all of our low-income women, or adequacy of prenatal care, but they were not significantly different by a lot of characteristics. So maybe these women are similar. So I'm not certain quite what all to make of this. But I would say that, we could just say automatically combining a milestone goal with one, in, drop it into one of those other categories. We could do that. I'd do that with a little caution because I'm just not certain whether it means the same thing. So what does it mean then overall to have a breastfeeding goal? Does it mean that it's a measure of intention, like setting a quit date? I'm not certain it operates like that. Is it just merely, and I don't mean that in a trivial way, a measure of commitment? Is it a proxy for something that says, okay, if you have a goal of 6 months, for example, that it reflects a commitment as opposed to intention? Maybe it's a proxy for something else. Is having no goal or a goal of under 6 months a risk factor for shorter duration? Well, that would seem to be true based on these data, but if it's a risk factor, is it modifiable? Is it something that, and I'm saying maybe not, so, you know, do we then try to work with women, or should we spend some efforts working with women to kind of get them to agree to have a six-month goal? But if it's not really a measure of intention, does it really lead to behavior change and help women get there? I don't know that these data would support that. So I'm trying not to be a heretic, but I think, you know, understanding what a breastfeeding goal means for a woman is something that is going to require some additional research. So just to, in terms of the strengths of the study, we had a pretty large sample size for the kind of study we were doing. We did have a lot of variables that we were able to track. We did some longitudinal data collection across from, you know, the postpartum period up to 6 months. Limitations, it is a convenient sample. We were not randomly assigning women to do this. It was self-reported breastfeeding, duration exclusivity, and we do have some incomplete data. That said, thank you again to my funders, and I'd be happy to, well, we're going to wait for questions. Oh, do you want to just?
About 2 minutes.
Okay, so I can take 2 minutes worth of questions if anybody has one. Any? Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I'm sorry? Oh, confidence. The question was, how confident are you in your ability to breastfeed this baby? And so the women asked, I'm very confident, somewhat confident. I can't remember what all the response categories. And that was asked when they were in the hospital, after they were already, had already attempted or begun breastfeeding, but before they went home. Yes, ma'am.
Just recently published in the Maternal Child Health Journal an interesting intention scale quantitative measure that I also encountered this summer. And I'll just point out that a lot of breastfeeding surveillance, we do force moms into a box of quantitative measure when that may not be their intention. But then I also wanted to ask, did you ask moms if they knew what the current recommendation is? Because I find that moms who know the current recommendations about breastfeeding duration are more likely to have the quantitative goal.
No, we didn't. But what we did ask, and it's not presented here, was who talked to them about breastfeeding and what did they recommend? And that was probably the scariest finding that we had, that the number of people who said they didn't tell me anything or they told me just a couple of days. So I have another whole R01 study that we're trying to look at how this, to try to increase the consistency of what professionals say to women about this, because I don't even think the message is getting out. But that's a great question.
Sure. I would beg to differ on whether it's modified or not, the milestone versus
quantitative.
I think that the many of the things that have a milestone would be new.
Well, I'm just saying, is it meaningful? Is it meaningfully modifiable? We could get them to say, yes, I'll breastfeed to 6 months. Is that going to affect their behavior? It just depends on what behavioral model you look at. So, I mean, yeah, you could get people to say that. Whether it changes, whether that means that they're going
to
get there, I don't know. Yeah, that was where I was headed with that. Right. Right. So, thanks. Which we all are, because we wouldn't be in this work. Thank you very much.